That's fantastic.
It's a movement.
It really is. Apparently, everyone looks good in a red beret. Who saw it coming? Now, I don't know. That's a bit.
So I'm going to go a little bit older than Girl Scouts and Dandelions. What advice would you have for kids who are about to get out of college and enter the workforce for the first time, whether it's show business or anything?
I would say work hard and don't expect too much. You have to work your way up. I think that's something at that age, and there's such instant gratification now. I think most people I know that really work their way up are better at their jobs. They're more adjusted in the world. I think don't come in and expect to like be the CEO. You got to work for it.
Over here.
Hi.
The opening sequence was fantastic.
Thanks.
So I wanted you to talk about how long it took to learn that dance, because you had Nene down.
First of all, thank you for that. That was the dreamiest thing to do, because for 2 weeks I got to hang out and rehearse with dancers, which is like a weird dream I've always had. And I started to feel a lot cooler than I am. I gotta go, guys. I gotta go to dance rehearsal. I threw that around a lot because I knew I wasn't going to get to say it for very long. And just being around that group of dancers was so cool. And then in my life, I did not think I'd get to rap with T-Pain. So it was like two huge fantasies. I was like, okay. I wanted that to shoot for about 3, 4, 5 more weeks.
I'm wondering, what made you think that it was time for, you started this character back at the Groundlings like 15 years ago. What made it time for Michelle's leap to the big screen?
You know what? I just could never kind of let her go. I took that as a sign of I wasn't done with her. I had hoped that since I loved her so much for all of her flaws and for all of her good and bad points, I was like, I just kept thinking about her. Ben and I would be talking about something completely random. And I remember one time, he probably did not totally feel like I was focused, but we were talking about one thing, and I just went, I think Michelle's an orphan. I think she just had no one ever really love her. He's like, we were not talking about that at all. I was like, I'm sorry. I may have drifted off and was thinking about Michelle. But the more I thought about her, I love that kind of unbridled confidence and that I'm going to wear what I want, do what I want, say what I want. And we don't get to see that a lot with female characters. And then for me, the joy of playing her was to also to know and to try to show why she's like that, which that's really why I love her. She's like that because she was kind of hurt enough to build up a wall, which I think that's with most people. Most people that are just like, I'm the only one that exists. I don't need anyone. Some people hate that. I always go, ah. God, I wonder what made them like that. Like, I always want to know what makes someone build up that wall. There's usually a pretty interesting story there.
Melissa, you've had success and achievement in the arts and creative fields. That's not always easy for people like that to work in traditional jobs. How was it for you when you had to do those paying the bills kind of gigs? Were you good at certain things, or did you struggle like with the system as it is?
No, you know what? I'm from good Midwestern stock. I'm a really hard worker, and my parents, you know, I've worked since I was 15, and I always kind of liked it. I my first job was like in a nursing home, and I worked in the restaurant part of the nursing home, and I just liked it. My parents both worked, and I think I just kind of got that work ethic. I feel accomplished at the end of the day to do something, and I don't know what I'd do if I didn't work. I'd drive everyone I know insane. I'd be like organizing their closets, and I'd be way up in their business. Everyone wants me to keep working.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
So your character obviously has plenty of self-esteem, and Kristen was talking about how she helps her kids have self-esteem. As a parent, are there ways in which you instill self-esteem in your daughters?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I think that's the biggest question. You try to let them be exactly who they are, and you try to show a good example. I think that's the biggest thing. Once I had children, and especially having girls, it's like I try not to do those repetitive things of, a biggie for me is take the compliment. And I'm hard on people for that. When you say like, oh, you look great. And then so many women for the next 20 minutes, like, I got it on sale. It's actually terrible. If I turn around, you'd hate it. I look terrible. My leg, I got one shorter leg. I got, so kind of a rule with me, I'm always like, you've just basically, you know, shoved the compliment back in my face. Now just say thank you and walk off. It's like a great lesson, but it's like I had to kind of teach. And then once you really start to think about it, it is crazy. Someone gives you a compliment and it's like you just tell them, you know, like, it's basically telling them to shut up that they're wrong. Instead of like, all you have to do is say thank you. Don't negate it. Don't tell them they're crazy. Just say thank you. I love it too. It's why I put it on. Or thanks. I'm glad you like something. It's a little building block, but I hope it's one of many ways that I kind of show my girls, like, it's okay to like who you are, and it's okay that everybody's different. You're also not supposed to be the same. I always say, if we were all the same to my girls, I'm like, we would all be robots. It would be incredible. You would be bored out of your mind. So hopefully it's working.
Well, so you've got a great dynamic with Kristen and all your cast members.
It was a fun group.
It was great. Can you talk a little about working with her and also with Peter Dinklage?
Oh, my God. Well, Kristen I've met in passing because she obviously is married to Dax Shepard, who Ben and I have known for 8 billion years going all the way back to Groundlings. So we've known him, and I've met her in passing, and I've heard nothing but good things, but I never actually got to work with her. It took about 13 seconds for us to click, and we were off to the races. I don't know that anyone doesn't really click with Kristen. I mean, it's kind of hard not to. She's easy and really smart and really funny. And that was just kind of a blast. I mean, we were just silly as can be. And other than ruining a lot of takes by making each other laugh, we just had a great time. Like, her kids were always on set. My kids were on set. We have a lot in common. And Peter, I mean, I was so weirdly nervous to meet him. There's something very imposing about Peter Dinklage. The voice, he radiates some kind of magic, and I was like, you know, he's such a good actor. And I went to meet him for the first time after a play, and I got very nervous. I was like, please don't say anything weird or dumb. Like, he's very smart. I just, you know, I get all nervous when I'm meeting someone I really think is amazing. And he just couldn't have been nicer. And I knew he was an amazing actor, and I knew he would be great in the role. I didn't know he was that funny. Like, he truly, as a person, and I know a lot of funny people. My friends are very funny. That guy is one of the funniest human beings on the planet that I've met, on and off. Like, he just does things like you can't get your head around, which I found a little irritating. I was like, just be good at one thing. Don't keep branching out. You'll shame all of us.
Hola.
Hola.
The dialogue really, really flows.
Oh, thanks.
I felt like one of those classic HBO comedy specials, the setup punchline, tag after tag, you know, just really well-oiled. Wanted to know, in the writer's room, I mean, what was that?
Which was often mine and or Ben's car.
Sure. I wanted to know what was the ritual, the pre-game
session, if you will. You know, we wrote it with our good friend, one of our best friends, Steve Mallory, who again goes back to the Groundlings days with us. He actually played Carl. He's the lovely bearded gentleman that I may not say the nicest things about his deceased wife. But that's who we wrote it with. Poor Steve, like the sweetest guy in the world, and I was just obliterating him. We would just kind of write. We knew the story we wanted to tell. We knew that we wanted to show where Michelle came from, so you knew what built her there, and then show the crash and let her try to get up and see she can actually build a family and still maintain her strength. We wanted to knock her down, make her realize she needs some help, and then still let her gain a family and not lose any of that strength. But the writing process is, you know, we improvise a lot. I improvise a lot. But I can't go, I have to have the script done. And we rewrite, Ben and I are insane about it. The second we get a rewrite done, we kind of go back to page one and we start it again. And until it's done, I feel like every time you go through a script, if you tighten three tiny things every time you write, I feel like you rewrite it 15, 20 times. That's a lot of tightening. And I hope when we get there on the day to shoot at night before each day, we go through what we're shooting the next day. And then we hire really great people. I mean, that's the big goal. You hire Peter Dinklage and Kathy Bates and Kristen Bell, and just don't muck it up. I mean, get out of their way and let them do what they do. And if you give them something that makes sense and works to build the story, you know, they're only going to elevate it. And we're not precious with any of that stuff. If anybody has an idea, we're like, my God, you know, yes, say it. Yes, try it, say it, do it, surprise us. There's no limits.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
How's it going? You have production and writing credits for this movie, which at the heart is all about a confident, funny woman. Can you speak to the importance of having women behind the scenes, behind the camera, as well as in front of the camera?
I think it's incredibly important. I think the world has two sexes. And if you have no point of view, if no one behind the camera, no one running it, can really speak to, well, that's not what a woman would say, or that doesn't feel right, you don't have that whole point of view, you're just limiting the scope, and you're limiting your credibility, I think. And I just think anytime you mix it up, I mean, the world gets more interesting. You want to hear from somebody who's a mom, somebody who's 18, just out of college. It's like, if I get a group of people to listen to something or watch something, I certainly don't want, you know, every single person to be the same exact type of person. You learn nothing from it because everybody has the same point of reference. If you mix it up and take a good random grouping of different demographics, it opens your world to new point of view, like things I wouldn't think of. I wrote something once and Ben's like, no guy has ever said that at all. I like wrote like a terrible sports line, and he's like, that doesn't make any sense. And he also wrote something, this is years ago at Groundlings, where somebody and I were like trying on clothes, and I was like, that's a terrific top, do you like my top? I'm like, no woman's ever actually said that. Like, that's not what's going on in a dressing room. Like, we're not talking tops. And who's like, oh, but you have to be willing to realize you don't know everything. Like, God, if you think you know everything, you're in a world of trouble.
Melissa, Eva Sullivan from Austin.
Hi there.
Talking about films, Michelle is more than a size 14, I suppose, but very, very elegant and beautiful. And
I actually am a 14, so.
14. Did you design the clothes, and how is your clothing line going?
My clothing line is going great. I find it wildly creative. It's something that I've dreamed of doing since I was probably in sixth grade. I started making clothing. My grandmother was a seamstress. This is from my clothing line that I'm wearing. It is fantastically rewarding, and I'm loving it. I'm loving every single minute of it. Every time I fight for a seam or a better fabric or something, I think the fight's worthwhile. And Wendy Chuck was the wardrobe designer in the movie, and she is fantastic because she goes for the character and the feel of it. She did Tammy with us, which was incredibly different, and we did this one, and we just had a blast doing it every step of the way. The more absurd, but she really, like, once we knew who she was, which I've known for a long time, it's like you couldn't fool Michelle. Like, she required a certain amount of, like, pomp and circumstance. Nobody wanted to see Michelle in, like, Dockers and a T-shirt.
Hi, Patrick from Germany.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, how are you? We already spoke about the fantastic opening scene, and it made me wonder, do you miss being on stage and interacting with a live audience?
I do. My show ended this year, Mike and Molly, and we still had a live audience for that, and I cherish that because I do miss... it's the first time I haven't had a live audience now. I mean, the show's only been, it's still airing, but we've stopped shooting about 2 months ago. And it is strange because I have always, for almost, I don't know, since I was 20, I have always had some type of live audience. So I don't know what I'm going to do to fill that. I think because we improvise so much in our movies, I still keep myself nervous enough because I never know what I'm going to say or someone's going to say to me, that it does keep a little bit of that same kind of the energy that you get from a live audience. Because when we're shooting, we truly don't know. Ben doesn't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say. And it keeps that same little spark going.
Hey there.
Hi.
I know that the character isn't a new one, but I couldn't help but notice some parallels between your character and a certain ginger-haired GOP politician.
Nope.
So I was just wondering.
I'm desperately trying to think of a different redheaded politician when I get to it. I was like, oh, I got to come up with one.
But I thought that it, the fact that the film is coming out in the middle of this craziness,
yes,
was just an interesting.
It is, and a lot of people have asked about that, but again, she's been with me 15, 16 years, and, even her look was more Leona Helmsley back in the day, and that's who I always kind of had in my head, or a little
Susie Orman.
Susie Orman, for sure, who I love and think is, like, Susie was more in my head than anyone in terms of her confidence and her know-how. I also really want, because I wanted to make Michelle, she is to me successful because she's good at it. She's not doing smoke and mirrors and a crazy show. She's good at what she does. And she does make people money, and she's made herself money, and she runs successful companies. So to me, it's not Trump-esque at all, because she's actually doing something.
Thank you very much. That's all we have to
know. Okay. All right. I'll regret that.